Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Trent Busserton's got some nice horses all over the country this weekend. And, gee, I'm looking forward to seeing one at Moonee Valley tomorrow night as well. How are you, Trent? You well?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Your stable's continuing in fine form. You must be happy with how it's all going.
Yeah, things are ticking over nicely. And sort of, as long as we're getting a winner a week, we're happy. But, things are going well.
Now, have you decided to take Salsamore up to Sydney?
Yes, we are. He heads up there today and hopefully travels up well and he'll take his place Saturday.
So what's the reasoning behind that, taking on the older horses?
We were planning on running him in the Rosehill Guineas and just sort of, I think we might be borderline to get a run there with a few of the New Zealand horses coming over out of the New Zealand Derby. He was probably touch and go. So we looked to this week and while he's not well in the race with, you know, the set weights and penalties, I thought he was more of a chance of winning that race than he is of beating Cliff's Edge, to be honest. I think we met Cliff's Edge in October in the Vars, and, you know, same distance, same place, and he beat us by 7 lengths. So if Cliff's Edge turns up on his A game, I don't think we could beat him. So while they're older horses, it's probably not a stellar group of older horses, to be fair, in that race. And if he wants to put his hand up in a race like the Derby, he probably needs to be competitive against those horses up there.
And you got the blinkers on for the first time?
Yeah, probably. He races genuine and consistent, but when you just go through and have a look at the Tavistocks, the ones that win the big races, they all seem to have a set of blinkers on, so it certainly can't hurt him.
Well, that leaves you with Belfast to take on Cliff's Edge in the Alistair Clark, and do you think he's got any hope of beating Cliff's Edge?
Oh, in reality, if the warehorse turns up, he's probably too good for them, but as you know, anything can happen. I think he can run top three. He's also got to beat the Godolphin horse, but he's drawn well. We'll get a nice sit-in behind Cliff's Edge. You know where Cliff's Edge is going to be, and he'll certainly appreciate the step up in distance and the sort of softer Moonee Valley surface. So I expect him to run well, and I think he can run top three. And if the favourite doesn't turn up for whatever reason, he'll be there to pounce.
Does he then head to Sydney?
Just up in the air, we'll sort of get him through this race, but maybe got plans to get him to Adelaide. If he was to come out and win, we'll maybe have a look, but at this stage we're probably aiming up towards Adelaide.
Gee, good to see Rising Red finally back at the track. It's been a long time since we saw him finish second in the New Zealand Derby, and he was one of the most promising three-year-olds in Australasia at that point in time. Just tell us what you've been through and what injuries he's had.
Look, he did a suspensory in the lead up to the Rosehill Guineas. So, it can be anywhere to 3 months off to 9 months off, and he wasn't going to make the spring, so we elected to give him a real long break of 6 months and give him plenty of time. So he's had that time off, and he's been in and out of rehab on the treadmill and water walker, and so he's come back nicely, hasn't had much pressure put on him in his gallops or his trials, so he's going to present pretty fat and pretty soft. So we're not expecting too much, but as long as he gets around there safe and pulls up good, we're happy.
Gee, I liked his trial, though, against the answer, my friend, especially the last 100 when he was given a bit of a dig.
Yeah, it might be a bit different race day conditions against a few of those sharp ones over 14, but yeah, he's certainly come back well. He's developed, and I don't think it'll be Saturday, we're going to have a bit of fun racing him if he stays sound.
All right, who's your best over the weekend? Have you got a winner anywhere?
Look, we've got one in tonight. It won't be par much. Samari, she'll be winning at Pakenham in the Class 1 2000, but probably we'll get another one Here Comes Lenny should be winning at Benalla on Sunday, so they're probably the two best for the weekend.
You've got a remarkable strike rate when you declare them. We'll take the $1.50 tonight and we'll have it on Here Comes Lenny on Sunday. Just a quick one, main stage, how's he? When do we see him next?
He's great. He'll go up for the Rosehill Guineas. Mark Zara will take the ride, and he just raced a bit flat after a brilliant first up run, and he was a bit flat second up, but he's bounced through it good. He's going great, and I expect him to run very well up at Rosehill.
Good on you, Trent. Good luck over the weekend.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.